Hello. Who has not thought of finding a suitcase, fill it with money? But we already have a treasure which we at first didn't know. Godly people experience hardships. They are part of our life. Some problems we are responsible for, and they are the result of our mistakes. Others are caused by people who want to harm us. Sometimes we cannot even identify our problems, however big our hardships may be. God can free us from them. There is always a way of escape. To walk God's way, we need to not first be without sin, which would be impossible. We need to understand that we are sinners before God and that He wants to forgive us our sins. When we repent, we need to take God's word seriously and we need to trust in His righteousness, not in our own. God gives us a treasure through our faith in Jesus Christ. In fact, faith is part of treasure, because it was not our doing to believe in Christ. Rather, it was Christ who has called and chosen us. We read John 15, verse 16. John 15, verse 16. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your spirit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. The enemy wants to separate us from our treasure. Lust plays a major role. The more we know and understand the Bible, the more we can see false teachings. Evils still speak to us today, not directly through the serpent, which it did to Eve in the Garden of Eden, but through clever and lying people and books. But we are not to bury our treasure, but we are to use it with diligence. Our faith, our treasure, should have the following qualities. In 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8, Second Peter 1, verse 5, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, as to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. Verse 6, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Verse 8, for if the things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, verse 18, Second Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. All these positive qualities which we read about in 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8, come from faith. It is therefore important that we are dealing with our faith and its fruits, as every treasure must be looked after. So we must look it after our faith and its fruits. We are daily tempted to use God's treasure in our own selfish way, but we must make God's treasure the center of our lives, in the way God wants us to use it. God's treasure can be compared with the tree of life and God's word. When we are feeding on God's word, we are like a tree planted at a fountain of water. When we are rooted in such a way, we are no longer dependent on time and chance, and we are not helpless victims. Rather, we become a source of inspiration for others. We could not have found a treasure if it had not been prepared for us. But a treasure must be taken care of. For instance, silver gets black if we don't take care of it. Love between two people will be destroyed if they don't take time for one another. Christ tells us how much people value this treasure. They sold everything they had to acquire the pearl of great riches. In Matthew 13, verse 45 and 46, Matthew 13 and 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. Verse 46, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. I talked with a friend about this topic. He said, how stupid do you have to be to give everything away? It sounds quite silly at first, doesn't it? But he's not talking about what we don't have, but we do have. We have a treasure which you cannot really buy. It is priceless, but we must be willing to acquire it, and that out of free will. This treasure helps us to be satisfied. We have what we need. It is not necessary to always want to have more or to envy others. And we can even share what we have with others without being selfish. We didn't even know what treasure we were looking for. But suddenly it was there. This is true for others today as well. When they see it, they must not wait too long. Rather, they must respond quickly to enjoy what God is giving them, as we had to do when we found God's treasure.